Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, the program where we love taking your Bible questions. And this question was sent to me just a few days ago from one of my regular radio listeners. He says, "Hi, Bob. My youth group in church has been doing a series on biblical relationships and marriage. During the season, we talked about Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 28. This caused me to question, what is lust, and when does a want or love become lust?" Okay, in the context, this is from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He's going through the Ten Commandments, not all of them, but some of them, and he's internalizing them. For example, he talks about murder. It's wrong to commit murder. He says, but if you've ever been angry with somebody without cause, and there is a righteous anger, but if there's an unrighteous anger and you feel like killing somebody, maybe you never did, but if you have that instinct in your heart, you're still a murderer. Well, now Jesus is doing the same thing by internalizing the commandment not to commit adultery. Let me read the actual words of Jesus. "You have heard it said by them of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." So our friend is asking about what this means. Well, lust in those days, as Jesus was using the term, meant inappropriate desire. In the context here, the specific issue was someone planning to have an affair by either violating their own marriage vow or having sexual relations with somebody else's wife, which would violate their marriage vow. Jesus' point was that even if circumstances didn't allow the affair to get carried out, and a lot of times that's the case because it has to be done so secretively, the mere desire, the mere intention amounted to thoughts of adultery. And thus, adultery in the heart. In other words, dwelling on the desire was just as sinful. Now, I've met a lot of young men who feel that this commandment not to lust after somebody, they forget the context here is adultery, and they think it's wrong to look at a woman at all, to find a woman attractive. They don't draw a distinction between sexual arousal and lust. I do think we need to draw that distinction, although you got to be careful in the way you're looking at any woman, because if it becomes an obsession, if it becomes any kind of voyeurism, and certainly any kind of pornography, that is wrong. That is a sin. It's not the particular sin that Jesus is talking about here, but that is a sin as well. I like the words of the commentator William Barclay. William Barclay's great for his historical background. I do not recommend him for theology, but I do like the way Barclay referred to this passage. Let me read that to you. "It is necessary that we should understand what Jesus is saying here. He is not speaking of the natural, normal desire, which is part of human instinct and human nature. According to the literal meaning of the Greek, the man who is condemned is the man who looks at a woman with the deliberate intention of lusting after her. The man who is condemned is the man who deliberately uses his eyes to awaken his lust, the man who looks in such a way that passion is awakened and desire deliberately stimulated." So the idea here is somebody was thinking of having an affair. It never actually got carried out, but they dwelled on it so much that in their heart, they may as well have committed adultery. And thus, God is widening the definition of adultery. When Jesus took these commandments and internalized them, he condemned everybody standing in the audience, but that was his point. He wanted us to see our sin nature. He wanted us to see our need for his forgiveness on the cross. Hope this helps. This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.